We head down to Marine City. We're going to get an update on what's going on with the Marine City ferry. Joining us with the latest on that is the mayor of Marine City, Dave Vandenbosch. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. That ferry's been out of commission for a good long time. What's the latest?
Well, we've got a conditional purchase agreement from an investment group out of Northern Ontario. But it's conditioned that customs will reopen both of their offices and make it a point of entry for the. And right now, we've gotten information from the Detroit that they had no budget for reopening it. So we need to get some pressure on Washington to give us a hand here.
I guess so. Do you think that there is a good chance that you'll be able to do that? That you'll be able to find the right people to find the money to get it reopened?
I believe so. I've made contact both with Senator Peters and Representative Mitchell's offices, and they're both very optimistic that they can. So I'm hoping that they can do what they need to do. And even Senator Lowers has chimed in to try and give us his support also to try and do what he can do from Lansing.
It's been nearly a year and a half, I think, hasn't it, since that ferry?
Yeah, it was right around the Martin Luther King holiday in 2018 when it went out.
What has the impact been on the local economy there in Marine City?
It's been twofold. It's hurt our business and certain businesses more than others, because they tended to cater to Canadian clientele. But it also, we have a lot of families that have relationships on both sides of the river with, you know, they intermarried with Canadians and Americans back and forth. It was just common. And now the only way to see family members is drive all the way around.
Why has it taken so long for anything to happen? Has it been... Like, give us the timeline of what happened since the accident.
Well, since the ice took out the causeway, they at first thought about repairing it themselves, the Delgatties, but they're getting up there in years, and then they finally decided to retire and sell the business. And we've entertained, probably close to a dozen different investors that have wanted to buy it. But to put the right package together for the Delgettes and everybody involved, it's just been a pretty large undertaking.
So this is a major step forward, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. And we had some of this fear, even if they did the construction, if it was closed for too long. That was some of our fears with this. So we're hoping that we can get the pressure to bear to get this reopened, because one of the investors stated it will not take them that long to get this causeway reopened and the construction done and get them back on in business.
All right. So hopefully we'll get that ferry moving back and forth again sooner rather than later, right?
Yep, and hopefully if any of your listeners have any pull, that they can give us a hand with it.
Grease the wheels and see what we can do.
That's right. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Mayor. Appreciate it very much. Take care.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.